In this San Salvador prison, a humiliating spectacle forced on hundreds of gang members who are now inmates. Their heads shaven and forced to run half naked before the cameras, these men are getting a taste of what their president warns could be even worse treatment. More than 1,000 members of what are arguably the world's deadliest rival gangs were captured 24 hours after President Nayib Bukele ordered a state of emergency. It followed a wave of gang murders that left at least 60 people dead in a single day on Saturday. The measure suspends the right to assembly, privacy of communications, the need for an arrest warrant, and the right to legal counsel. But that's not all. The president has sent the country's 70,000 gang members a tweet. Stop the killings, he says, or the prisoners will pay the price. Human Rights Watch tells Al Jazeera Bukele is in fact mimicking the conduct of drug traffickers.
What he is implementing in El Salvador is typical tactics of a mafia state, where you take revenge against other members of the family. That is so, obviously it's not the way in a country where there is rule of law.
The former director of the Inter-American Human Rights Commission, Paolo Abrao, calls the president's actions penal populism by countering barbarism with barbarism. But Bukele is unapologetic, accusing the international organizations that sponsored a truce between El Salvador's warring gangs in 2012 for allowing them to accumulate resources, money, and weaponry. Bukele says the gang members will get limited food and have had their mattresses confiscated, and that they will, quote, not see the light of day. They'll also be confined to their cells indefinitely, except, of course, for these exhibitions designed to make it clear that he means business. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.